Hey. Oh, I guess you are, you're 9B. Yeah, sure, let me get up really quick. No, it's okay. Here. Do you want me to... I can help you with your bags. It's no trouble. Seriously. Yeah, here, go sit down. I can get this for you. It can't be that heavy. Well, if that's your entire life in a bag, then your entire life is pretty light. I'm serious. Well, if I didn't have to go to the hotel gym, you know, I could be like, I got some reps on the plane. Exactly. I wish I could say pleasure, but it's business. It's always business. Yeah, I rarely get on a plane now, and it's pleasure. That's not a bad thing. If you do what you love, it's never... You don't work a day in your life. Yeah. How about you? You on vacation? Just the feeling. You seem excited. Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice. Really. I don't know why people make a big deal about it. You should be allowed to travel on your own. Yeah. No. The world isn't that dangerous. No. And besides, where you're going isn't... pretty safe. I've been quite a bit. I've probably been 6 or 7 times in the last year. Again, I wish I could say it was for fun. I do get a fair amount of time to like explore and hang out. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like a redundancy, if that makes sense. Like they don't really... So I'm there and I basically have like a day of actually doing stuff. And then usually they have like between 6 and 8 days where they might need me, but they might not need me. So I'm just kind of on standby. Oh, it's great. I love being a redundancy. Can you believe they had trouble getting people to fly out during the pandemic? Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to fly, so they actually gave rental cars instead. It wasn't that bad. We got to see a lot of the country and... You got a 7-day head start and full accommodations paid for, hotels, food, the works. Oh, the benefits aren't that good anymore. They literally gave it like maybe it was like 3 or 4 trips they let people do it that way. And then they're like, nope, this is too expensive. Yeah. But they were so pressed to get people to go anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, now you can't get people not to good places. Yeah, people have been tired of being cooked up in one place for too long. They don't want to stretch their legs, they want to explore. I get it. It's probably going to be the same song and dance this time too, which means I'll have a lot of time on my hands when I'm there. Yeah, I mean, sure, I would love to show someone around. Yeah, I can be a tour guide. It's funny, I think I know the city well enough that I could actually be a tour guide. Hey, it's okay. Are you a nervous flyer? I got a vibe. It's gonna be okay though. Because flying is so safe. Do you know it's more dangerous to drive a car than it is to fly in a plane? Yes, 100% true. I know you don't believe it's true, but it is. It is 100% true.
I agree, I wish it felt like that was 100% true. But yeah, no, I get it. People, it's being in like a small enclosed space. It's high in the air. It's like a lot of people's fears mixed together.
Yeah. I mean, that is, I mean, I guess historically the scariest part, the takeoff and landing.
I mean, if you want to like grab on, you can pull my hand or something if it helps.
Yeah.
I wish. If there was someone, I would not be able to be doing these trips.
No, I'm gone for so long, I'm barely home. Oh my god, in a year, I sleep more in other beds than my own. Yeah. It's hard to have a relationship like that.
Yeah, I guess if the other person is like down to travel a lot, but I really haven't met anyone who wants to just go everywhere, do everything, you know? But I'm a homebody too. Like if it was up to me, I would be, I would be at home.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I guess we're backing out.
It's okay. Yeah, here. Take my hand. Yeah. Oh, and good news. Also, there's only going to be us on the road. See? Look at that. It's a good thing before we take off. Oh, I was so worried I was going to be stuck in the middle. I don't get to pick my seats. They're just given to me, unfortunately. No, I would never in my right mind pick an aisle seat. But today I'm very happy I have an aisle seat. Yeah. Usually I dread these flights, but this flight probably is not going to be so bad today. Oh, I can't even begin to list the amount of times I've had just strangers sleeping on my shoulder. No, if they were, I wouldn't be complaining. Now would I?
Oh, do you want help with that?
Yeah, these buckles are terrible. They're always getting stuck here. Let me... Here. I got it. And... There you go. It's no roll. Yeah. Oh, who do I usually get stuck sitting next to? I mean, there's like a typical MO for them. I don't know, the MO is like a businessman in a suit who has all the energy in the world for some reason, who's been trading stocks and talking like in yes, and then, you know, he gets a coffee, and maybe 20 to 30 minutes into the flight, he just passes out for no inexplicable reason. Yeah, it might be caffeine withdrawal, who knows. And Mr. Suit and Tie over there is asleep on my shoulder for all 4 hours and 45 minutes. I'm not going to wake someone up, you know, Listen, as someone who's chronically not getting enough sleep, I am the last person to wake someone up. Yeah, if you fall asleep on my shoulder, you can sleep comfortably the whole flight through. No, I won't wake you up. Unless you... Do you want me to? You can tell me right now. I won't... Yeah, either way. Okay, I'll let you sleep. Yeah, it means you'll be less anxious too. It should be smooth flying. Yeah. It typically is. I think we're in the next one up on the tarmac. Feels like it. Yeah, it's gonna be okay. Yeah, squeeze. Squeeze as hard as you can. If you're afraid, you can squeeze my hand here. I wouldn't call it bravery. It's just flying a lot. That's it, honestly. Yeah. I wanted to be a pilot for a long time. Yeah, I thought it was just the coolest thing. Maybe it's because I watched Top Gun a little bit too many times as a kid. Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, but that got me into my, like... Oh my god, I did so many flight sims. Yeah, if something goes wrong, you can definitely... I'll be like, I played a lot of flight simulator, if you need a pilot. And I'll just hope that there's someone else who can fly a plane better than me, though. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. It's like being in a race car. Just go with the G's. Oh, we gotta get you in a race car at some point, though. I don't own one, but it'd be nice. We'll see what I get to rent. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I'm lucky. Sometimes you're like, oh, the only thing on the lot's a luxury sports car. No, but I'm still hoping for that day. I think the day will come pretty soon. Yeah, that's it for everyone. That's all she wrote. It's not so bad, too. It's not that scary. That's true, we saw the landing. Oh, you didn't bring headphones? I got it, actually. I think I have a second pair. Yes, I always have more than one here. Yeah. Keep it. Totally. No, don't buy their, like, oh my god, never buy airplane headphones. They're like $5 and they're terrible. Like, you'd never even want to use them for the flight. Oh my god, they're so, like, plasticky and awful. Yeah, never, don't buy it. Trust me. Yeah, it's all the tips and tricks. Yeah, you're very welcome. I don't know, I'm 50-50 between this and Tenet. It's really good. It's one of those movies you gotta watch a lot, though. Yeah, every time I'm on a plane, my rule is to watch, like, basically, yeah, whatever Oscar bait is on the plane. I would call Tenet Oscar bait. I mean, I don't know. Did it win anything? Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, we can watch together. Just we can sync up our things together. If you want to watch it with me, yeah, be my guest. I've never actually co-watched a movie together on a plane. No, this will be a first.